This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatrujan Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Monday, that is 7th of September. Well, Indian market snapped 2 days of losing run on Monday and managed to close in the green. In fact, Nifty reclaimed 11,350 levels towards the close, which is a positive sign for the bulls. Now, if you look at the final tally on Lee Street, then Sensex rose 60 points to close at 38,417, while the Nifty 50 gained 21 points to end at 11,355. Now, market activity was subdued as the US market is closed on Monday due to Labor Day holiday. Now, the index witnessed profit taking at high levels near 11,400, but found buying support near 11,250. Now, border tensions between India and China as well as rise in COVID-19 infections as India overtakes Brazil to become the second highest country with over 40 lakh cases capped the upside for the market. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in IT, metals, consumer durable and pharma stocks, while profit taking was visible in realty, utilities and oil and gas stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index fell 0.78%. And the small cap index closed 0.2% lower, underperforming the benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Dr. Reddy's, HDFC Life Insurance Company, and Bharti Infratel. Top Nifty losers include names like Bajaj Finance, UPL, as well as Mahindra & Mahindra. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, in terms of sectors, action was seen in the IT index, which was up 0.8%, followed by the FMCG index, that rose 0.7%. And the metal index closed with gains of 0.2%. Now, slight profit taking was seen in the realty index that was down 0.8%, followed by the utilities that was down 0.7%, and the oil and gas index closed with losses of 0.5%. Now, volume spike was seen in stocks like Escorts, ACC, Havells India, and HUL. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Ramco Cement, Asian Paints, and Tata Consumer. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Balkrishna Industries, Hero Motor Corp, and Godrej Consumer Products. Now, more than 100 stocks hit a fresh 52-week high on the BSE that includes names like Dixon Technologies, Wabco India, AstraZeneca, and IndiaMART, Intermesh, etc. Now, let's also see how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a doji kind of a pattern on the daily charts. In fact, the index failed to hold above 11,350 and 11,370 levels and drifted towards 11,250 levels in the first hour of the session. Now, Nifty had a roller coaster ride and it was swinging in between positive and negative territory for most part of the trading session. It formed a dragonfly doji kind of a pattern with lower long shadow, which indicates that declines are being bought. Now, Nifty has again got stuck in the broader range that requires to hold above 11,450 and 11,500 levels to get the bullish stance for a move towards 11,750 and 11,800 levels. While on the downside, immediate support exists at 11,250 and 11,200 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.